USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Exercise is linked to a reduced risk of 7 types of cancer, and the more physical activity, the better, according to a study published by the Journal of Clinical Oncology. In general, healthy adults are encouraged to engage in 2.5 to 5 hours a week of moderate intensity activity, such as brisk walking or gardening. Alternatively, up to 2.5 hours of vigorous activity like jogging, running, swimming laps, jumping rope, or hiking are recommended. These guidelines have been largely based on their impact on chronic diseases like cardiovascular and diabetes. According to Alpa Patel, the senior scientific director of research at the American Cancer Society, the study from the researchers of the American Cancer Society, National Cancer Institute, and Harvard School of Public Health pulled data from 9 studies involving more than 755,000 adults. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
New York police will step up patrols in high-profile Jewish neighborhoods in the wake of recent anti-Semitic attacks in and around America's largest city. More officers will be seen in the Brooklyn neighborhoods of Borough Park, Crown Heights, and Williamsburg, according to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. De Blasio tweeted, "Hate does not have a home in our city. Houses of worship and other buildings associated with the Jewish faith will get extra attention from patrol officers." Japan executed its first foreigner in 10 years. Wei Wei, age 40, was hanged at a detention center where he had been on death row for more than 16 years. Wei was convicted of robbing and killing a clothing store owner and his wife and 2 children at their home. He and 2 Chinese accomplices dumped the bodies into the ocean after attaching weights to them. Japan has maintained the death penalty despite growing international criticism. Amnesty International said the hanging showed Japan's shocking lack of respect for the right to life. This is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Pennsylvania's Roman Catholic Diocese have paid nearly $84 million to 564 victims of sexual abuse, a tally that's sure to grow substantially in the new year as compensation administrators work through a backlog of claims. 7 of the state's 8 dioceses launched victim compensation funds in the wake of a landmark jury report on sexual abuse by Catholic clergy. The funds are open to claims for a limited time and are independently administered. To date, the average payout across all 7 dioceses has exceeded $148,000. Under state law, victims of past abuse only have until age 30 to sue. A young Florida wife was arrested for allegedly bilking hundreds of thousands of dollars from her newlywed elderly husband. Lynn Helena Halfen, age 26, has been charged with 2 counts of money laundering, fraud, and exploitation of an elderly person in connection with her cashing checks from the account of her 77-year-old husband, Richard Rappaport. Halfen first raised suspicions when she walked into a check-cashing store in Tampa and tried to cash a $1 million check. The store's employees refused to cash the check, as well as 3 others Halfen brought in later in the day. Thanks for listening during the holiday season. And remember, if you ever miss a newscast, you can always tune in at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.